think our unforced error count will probably be, you know, probably 50% higher than where we'd want it. And you know, we had some great attacking position and possession that we just didn't convert because the last pass or last decision just wasn't quite right. You know, that's been a little bit of a carryover in the last few weeks, and you know, we're asking the guys to play very quick, expansive, open games. So some of that is going to be them getting used to that and developing the relationships between each other to get that down. But we still, you know, we still can't drop, you know, can't turn over that many pieces of possession and expect to win a game.
And I had spoken about performance being sort of utmost in people's minds probably today, and not expecting the win, but you came close to, at times, I think, to maybe turning Ealing over today.
Yeah, we did that. I think, you know, we were in the game very much at half-time. We probably had more scoring opportunities than they did, really. But, you know, they converted their try very nicely. We took ours with Ali Chisholm very nicely in the first half. And then when you come out and give 3 points away almost in the first couple of minutes, it's a hard way to start the second half. So we just got to make sure we're focused and we're doing the right things at the right time a little bit more often. And I think the people watched today probably saw a massive improvement from game one of the season. But we still got a ways to go.
And in the back line, some changes over the last few weeks. You've got Stephen Boatman at fly half, and the centre partnership today of Tom Bedford and Ollie Richards looked to be working really well.
It did do, yeah. Tom and Ollie have played together before. We've obviously got some great quality around our midfield in particular. You know, with Cheeseman and Joe Brown, you know, or any of those four guys can start for me. They're all bring something slightly different, but they're all bringing some great enthusiasm. Ali Chisholm came back in the side. He's only played one game for us so far. He's been injured most of pre-season, so he's coming into our squad late, but he's somebody that we have big hopes for moving forward. So yeah, some exciting changes, and I think it shows some good depth on our side as well.
And from your point of view, I've got an idea. I know the answer to this question. It'll be more time, but what can you do during the week to try and get that accuracy as they're starting to play the style of rugby you want?
Some of it is just about developing those relationships. So, you know, we've had a number of guys going in at 9 and 10 in particular with the injuries we had in both positions. Robbie Shaw, knock on wood, has stayed healthy now for the last few weeks and is playing very well at 9. We've had young Stephen Boatman who had a second game today. Mickey Wilson's been in and out hurt. Ian Cross broke his hand earlier. So in those critical decision-making, linking positions, we've had a lot of change. So I think a bit of stability there will help. And you know, the new guys bedding in, and you know, guys getting used to Ali Chisholm, and just the timings are a little bit different, the passes are a little bit different, communication's a little bit different. So, you know, so as much as we can, we're trying to foster those relationships in the limited amount of training time we get them.
And looking ahead, Coventry next week, games don't get any easier. I'm guessing Roslyn Park soon after that. What can you do with the squad after a tough match? I'm guessing relatively easy on Tuesday.
It's hard to give them an easy session when you only get them for sort of two sessions a week, really. So we've got to try and maximise the time we have with them to make sure that we're improving stuff and we're continuing to learn and we're doing enough rehearsal of things that guys are that familiar with stuff. So so for us on Tuesday, it's trying to recreate that intensity that we do on a Saturday. Error correct a little bit, make sure that we're looking at, you know, what we did wrong, but so we're learning from that and hopefully apply that moving forward. And then by the time you get to Thursday, it's all forward looking. Everything's geared to Saturday. You know, one or two things that we might be looking at that we know about our opposition that will help us in that game and trying to build the confidence in the boys so they can go and play well.
And finally, one change that's happened this year, sitting alongside me has been an analyst who helps you look at certain facets of the game. How's that working out?
Yeah, exceptionally well. Again, one of the things us as a coaching staff wanted to look at was how do we get more information to the guys away from the limited amount of time we have them. So it's really important that we get that feedback to them, both as the team game, so they can watch the game in entirety, but they can watch the scrums, they can watch the lineups, they can watch the little bits of individual clips through the week, so that we can foster not only that they're thinking a bit more rugby, they'll talk a bit more rugby, and actually when they come to training on a Tuesday, they're more prepared for what we're doing. They know what they're smart guys. They're switched on. They know what things they need to work on, and you know, they can almost tell what kind of session we'll have before we get there. Sure. So it's critical that we get them thinking and living rugby away from here a bit more often. So that really goes a long way to helping us.